Mickey, when you were in college, where did you live?
My first year, I lived in a dormitory that was quite close to the campus. It was about a 5-minute walk, so it was very convenient. But I'm not sure that many people actually enjoyed living in the dormitory because there were so many of us packed into such a small space that one did not get a sense of privacy at all. I shared a room with two other girls, and 24 hours a day, there was always someone near you, next door, down the hall, if not in your own room, in a very small space. In Japan, perhaps, this wouldn't have been such a large problem because the sense of personal space and privacy perhaps isn't as strong growing up. But really, in the United States, if you grow up with your own room, if you grow up with your own sense of self and your own, you know, if you have personal space that you define just instinctively, which is, you know, maybe 3 feet in front of you, a meter, or if you have your own personal room itself, it's very difficult to move from that sort of sense of, you know, individuality and personal private space and to move into the dorms and to have to share all of that. And then you always have a smile on your face if you don't want to be considered a bitch.
So what about food? What did you eat for food? Did you have a kitchen? Did you cook?
In the dormitories, no. We had a dining hall. I don't quite remember what it was called, but it was a common area where everybody went downstairs at the same time. It was only open 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the evening, and we